1984 is back on the bestseller list. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Broich, associate professor in the Department of History at Case Western Reserve University, determines the reasons behind readers' renewed interest in the Thought Police.
Earlier this spring, Americans made George Orwell a bestseller again, after a few weeks in which White House representatives offered alternative facts about the size of Mr. Trump's inaugural audience, how the president received the most electoral votes since Reagan, and about the Bowling Green massacre. Americans reached for George Orwell's 1984 in droves, sensing that something fundamental had changed in their country. In 1984, Orwell's protagonist, Winston Smith, spends his days at the Ministry of Truth rewriting the historical record to conform with the needs of the single-party, totalitarian state. Big Brother's state maintains control of people like Winston by telling them precisely how to think over telescreens that are everywhere the citizens turn. And it polices thought by watching them through the same screens. When Winston starts keeping a diary, starts recording unapproved facts, that is, he runs afoul of the thought police. Orwell couldn't have imagined that someday people would carry around telescreens in their pockets in the form of smartphones, nor the internet and its role in distributing alternative facts. There is no Ministry of Truth distributing and policing information, yet in a way, everyone is Big Brother. It seems less a situation that people are incapable of seeing through Big Brother's lies than they actually embrace alternative facts. Researchers have found that when some people begin with a certain worldview, for example, that scientific experts and public officials are untrustworthy, they believe their misperceptions more strongly when given accurate conflicting information. Indeed, research has shown that arguing with facts can backfire. Having already decided what is more essentially true than the facts reported by experts or journalists, they seek confirmation in alternative facts and distribute them themselves via Facebook. No Big Brother required.
That was John Broich of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.